Chapter 33. A New Beginning. Caliban. Luther mounted the steps to the platform erected at the end of the staging grounds. 15,000 warriors were assembled on the open space and beyond the gate, screens erected at regular intervals projecting from visual feeds and voxcasters placed all around. High-power transmitters were ready to broadcast his words to the knights already in orbit. Astolan and Griffane were on the stage, standing shoulder to shoulder in a show of unity between Terran and Calibanite. Zahariel waited at the bottom of the steps, out of sight for the moment. A thunderous roar greeted the Grandmaster as he strode across the heavily braced boards of the stage. He raised a hand, modestly accepting the adulation of the thousands of space marines. Stopping at center stage, he lifted his other hand, signaling for quiet.
"My thanks for your support," he began. "Today is an auspicious day, though many of you would not know it. In the days before the coming of the Imperium, this day would be spent in celebration of Sar Duriel, one of my predecessors. Sar Duriel lived 300 years before I was born, but he was always an inspiration to me. It was he who single-handedly slew the great worm of Caprosia. This feat in itself would be worthy of acclaim, but it was what Sar Duriel did later that captured my imagination. With the skin of the worm, he had his best craftsman fashion armor, 5 suits in all, enough to clad a warrior head to foot, yet move with ease. He did not take this armor for himself, nor did he give it to his lieutenants or champions. No, Sar Duriel had a better idea than that. He sent a herald and suit of armor to each of his 5 closest rivals. The armor was a gift, and the message that went with them was simple. "Our enemies are the beasts of the forest," the heralds declared, "not each other." Sar Duriel did not see his fellow lords as foes, but as allies. Luther gestured to Griffane and Astolan, smiling. "We cannot pretend that we have not had our differences. Blood has been shed, which often demands blood be shed in return. But there will be no reprisals or retaliation. The order was once many orders, but a singular purpose prevailed, the same purpose that inspired Sar Duriel, and even the lion. That simple truth. We are not enemies. Terran, Calibanite, exile or returning hero, we all fight the same foe and are united under that banner. We are all Knights of the Order." A tremendous shout greeted this declaration. Luther allowed the warriors to voice their appreciation for a few more seconds before the Grandmaster's hand moved skywards, arcing from left to right to encompass the heavens. "Up there, beyond Caliban, beyond this star system, a war rages. A war that will decide the fate of thousands of billions of lives." His hand dropped into a fist at his chest. "But not here. Here, Caliban will decide its fate. The Order and Caliban are one and the same, as has been the case for 1,000 years. Though we honor the past, we must look to the future, to our security and prosperity. You, my knights, the Order, the defenders of Caliban, are the key to that future. In your hands we entrust our liberty, our very survival. As once a generation of Caliban set forth to conquer the galaxy for the Emperor, now a new generation stands upon the brink of a far more justified crusade." Zahariel could feel the flood of feeling emanating from the crowd. It needed no manipulation from him or his acolytes. A pure upwelling of dedication and loyalty for Luther, swelled by the man's presence and words. Not for nothing had the Grandmaster labored so hard upon the training of his new knights, nor the precise wording of their lessons and oaths.
Right now, the majority of the recruits were picturing themselves as the knights of old, servants of the Order, ready to ride forth to battle the great beasts, a mould into which they had been continually pressed for the last decade or more. Luther's speech continued, delivered perfectly as he stalked to the front of the stage, a hand held out, trembling with suppressed emotion. "We are an army waiting for a battle, stranded, ignored, exiled in our own home. We were impotent, blindly and dumbly being led to the slaughter like stunned groks. But no longer. The universe has seen fit to deliver to us a means of salvation. Warships, transports, the fleet in orbit is only the beginning. These vessels do not make us strong, but they give us a chance. They are a key to the prison that has kept us in bondage. Once released, we shall forever be free, no matter what fate awaits us. It is no longer our lot to serve distant masters and uncaring lords. The blood we spill, the sweat we shed, is for us. Each endeavor we embark upon is for Caliban. The Emperor is not our master, and we will not be slaved to Horus. It is a message we can take to others. We will be heralds of hope to those that will listen. Other worlds, other peoples will feel the same for us, and we will extend the hand of friendship. In alliance, we will be stronger still. As for those worlds too selfish or foolish to listen, the hand of friendship can easily become the fist that holds a blade. Our reach is long and will become longer still. Not in tyranny and conquest, but in liberation. Another roar of approval swelled from the audience. Zahariel could imagine the decks of the ships above ringing with the same shouts of praise. Luther allowed it to continue for a while, retreating with head bowed to the center of the stage. This time, he waited for them all to quieten of their own accord. "One day, they will come for us," he said, his whispered words carried by the voxcasters. "Horus's legions, or the Emperor's, perhaps even the Lion himself will return to claim the throne he abandoned." Luther paused, allowing his words to sink in. He clasped his hands together, palm to palm, fingers lifted to his lips. "Let them come. Let them bring all their ire and indignant rage." His voice grew in strength. "Let them unleash their wrath and spew forth their base lust. We will never surrender. We will never relent." Another pause and another outpouring of support. Luther played his warrior's thoughts like a carefully tuned instrument, with the deft strokes of a maestro. Now was fast approaching the moment of truth, the moment Caliban craved. The possibilities made Zahariel's thoughts burn, his nerves afire with excitement. "The Order has been restored, and Caliban's honor with it. But the Order is nothing, if not the sum of its traditions. And there has been a void of late. It is time to fill that void, to bring guidance to aggression, wisdom to strength, a word before the deed. Raise voice in thanks as I present the new Lord Cipher." Zahariel pulled down the iron mask beneath his hood. With his smile hidden, he started up the steps to thunderous applause.